Yes, beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful day to agent. Oh, what's this? Oh, the Bias Football Podcast. What's this? Let's listen.
Look at Ronaldo here. I feel like when you ask his fans, what do you like about Ronaldo? They just say, like, his goals.
Yeah.
Like, do you actually enjoy watching Ronaldo play? Are you entertained when you see Ronaldo play? Like, United Ronaldo was very, very good. Like, he was involved in everything. But since then, as the years have gone by, he's just focused on goals, efficiency. And the moment he's not scoring, everything else is pointless. Like, he doesn't do much.
Is that so?
I can't sit down and watch a player waiting for those, like, clutch moments. And if that never comes, like, he has his stinker. So what's the point of it all? So for me, yes, Ronaldo is completely finished.
Finished, you say? Man, you're absolutely 8-2
Welcome everyone to the latest episode of the Bias Football Podcast, the home of agendas, vendettas, and everything in between. It's been a crazy week in Europe, so we're just going to sit back and digest all that. I'm joined today by my good friends, Daniel Diaku, and Chuka Anako. So, once again, sorry for a brief delay, but we're back now, and there's a lot to get into. So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So, obviously, where else to start? I think the craziest results we've all seen in a long time. Bayern Munich 8, Barcelona 2, an absolute shambles from the Barcelona point of view. From Bayern's point of view, it was pure dominance. I think some of us kind of thought Bayern would win, but I don't think anyone would have predicted an 8-2 demolition. So I think there's nowhere else to start. Resident Barcelona fan, he was in shambles post-match. guys were calling him to be found until today. Guys called him to check on his mental states, and he was nowhere to be found. He had switched off his phone. He was in hiding. Anyway, Kelechi, how did you see the match? Like, pre-match thoughts, post-match thoughts, let's go.
Okay, so I rewatched the match today. I needed to go back because the first time I watched the game, there were so many emotions. I wasn't able to digest everything. So I went back and watched the game again. And what I can say is, during the first 10 minutes, Barcelona could easily have been 3-1 up. Like, that could have been... No, I'm serious. That could have been a completely different game if, like, they actually finished their chances. And then all of a sudden, Barcelona did what they do best. They just fell apart.
They just crumbled, man.
They just crumbled. Like, I can't believe how bad it was. Like, every single... Bro, they set up for, like, defensively and then did not play, like, counter-attacking football. Like, Vidal and Roberto out wide. I didn't really understand the plan. Like, it was ridiculous. And it's not like they were helping defensively as well. That was the annoying part. So they were just there, like, based on vibes. Just did absolutely nothing.
Jeez. Well, Chuka, you're also what one may call a Barcelona merchant. So what are your thoughts on the game?
I mean, what can you say? Like, I mean, look at the lineup. Vidal on your left wing, Roberto on your right wing, Busquets and De Jong in your midfield. A modern team, like in 2020, of all teams, like Barcelona playing that. Yeah. And you're meant to play counter-attacking ball, and you have Vidal on your wing. And, you know, the thing about Barcelona is that we have, I think right now, we just have so many issues. Like, if you look at our midfield right now, we have like three people. Or what am I saying? We have four players that can actually play DM for any other team. You guys realize that? Like, Vidal can play DM on another team. De Jong can play DM. We have Busquets that can play DM. Roberto actually plays a very, very deep role for Barcelona a lot of times. And we also have Rakitic that doesn't want to leave. It's been 2 years now. I'm trying to bend and you field all those guys against a Bayern team that have, you know, they have Thiago, they have Müller, They have fast. I mean, they're playing like they have all these guys that are actually well suited to the kind of football they want to play. How can you have a philosophy that is so central to the club, yeah? But you don't have any of the players. Like today was just what we needed, man. Because I feel like this was like a lot of changes are gonna come. Like definitely, just call this scoreline. So I'm actually not so sad about the scoreline. Some other scoreline.
We said after Roma, after Liverpool, fam, they didn't do anything. What makes this any different?
Yeah. I mean, this one is different because, I mean, first of all, like, 8-2, bro. 8-2. Yeah,
actually, wait, hold on. Let's just hold on. Let's just pause a minute. Kelechi, I mean, you have a lot of experience with that particular scoreline, don't you?
What do you actually mean?
Seeing as, you know, Arsenal was at the end of a similar drubbing.
Pioneers of that scoreline, founding fathers.
So I wasn't watching ball at that time. Yeah, sure.
As if we don't know you.
It must actually be crazy for you, bro. Like twice, as in, two, bro.
Twice in your lifetime, mate. Twice in your lifetime.
Twice in 10 years. Twice in a decade, no?
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Personally, I just want to say, I mean, also, Kelechi, one must not forget that you predicted Barcelona would win 2-1.
Wait, I told you that was biased talking. I told you that. Like, from a realistic point of view, I already knew that they were out.
Fair enough. But what I just have to add here is that, I mean, I thought Bayern would win 4-2, but I feel like the first 20 minutes, it could be 6. And
crazy. I predicted 7-2, actually. Yeah, man, no cap. Bayern did me 7-2.
Yeah, Bayern did me 2 better and, you know, made it 8. So thank them for that. I just want to use this opportunity to also give a shout out to my boy, Thomas Muller. I can never turn my back on that guy, man. I've been a faithful Muller fan for years, and once again, he delivered. It was a masterclass. So, I mean, also, it's crazy because if you had told me Bayern would score 8 and Lewandowski would have just 1 goal.
It's a long game, PK, sure.
See, to be honest, like, it sounds very easy to say Müller masterclass, yeah? But, like, OGs know what went down. Like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. What went down?
Turned out the masterclass by Müller, man.
Bro, Barcelona, as far as I'm concerned, it was mostly a Barcelona disaster class.
It was more of a disaster class.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Because, like, fam, I will lie to you. If Barcelona, like, any proper team would have exploited that highlight. Let's think about it. Bro, this team was just finished. I saw it as there was one of their passes. They Suarez was trying to run after it against Alaba. Do you know how pathetic he looked?
I remember that.
But when I saw that, I was like, this club is done. It was a Barcelona disaster class as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but so, I mean, Bayern players had to, you know, turn
whatever,
up.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Anyway, also, you know, we can't talk about Barcelona without talking about Lionel Messi. Thoughts on his role in this game?
I mean, I think the intro says it all.
All I'm going to say is, how often did he have the ball? And every time he had it, I don't know. I've done this too many times.
I'm dying over here, bro.
Anyway, Chuka, do you have any thoughts on Messi's, you know, role or lack thereof?
If you talk to me regularly about footy, yeah, you know that recently I've started to have a different perspective on Messi. Like, I'm starting to see why people like say this stuff about him. You know, when the team really needs someone, just one person to really step up, yeah. and motivate everyone to just kind of like bring out the best from themselves. Like Messi is never that guy. Like, see, Ronaldo could have been on this team, this Barcelona team, yeah. And to be honest, though, I probably still lost to Bayern. But I feel like they would have lost in a different way. Do you know what I mean? You would have seen some fights coming from at least Ronaldo or someone around him.
Kelechi, I hope you're hearing.
But with Messi, like, I mean, look how it starts today. No dribbles completed. Like, this is supposed to be the best dribbler in the world. Like,
give away the ball for two goals.
He didn't complete exactly. He didn't complete a single dribble today. I mean, his pass success rate was like pretty low as well. Like, today wasn't just Barcelona being bad. Messi was objectively bad as well today. So I'm not even gonna try and like be on his side today, man. Honestly.
Anyway, speaking of Messi, I think we've all seen some reports that he's looking to make an exit from Barcelona this summer. So if that is the case, who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Where do you think that he should take his talents next?
MLS. I need to see him in Prem, at least just one season in Prem. That's all I want. And I feel like any football fan should want the same thing.
Hell no. What kind of madness is that? This is one thing I don't get. Like, Kelechi, I mean, obviously, like, I know Messi's your favorite player, but you're also like an Arsenal fan. Why the hell do you want Messi in Prem? Like, literally, just to make life worse for
you. Because, bro, the team is going to go to. When I think about it, Arsenal are not going to be contending for the Premier League next season. So. Like,
wow, so basically,
let's be honest, guys, they're the big dogs. Like, let's just face the fact, guys.
Arsenal fans showing you their true.
No, it's not about that. It's just, guys, you have to be realistic. The same way United are not going to, United are not winning Prem next season, and I feel all of you should know that.
Yeah, fair enough, but like, why would I want my rivals to get better? As in, they should bring arguably the best player of the past how many years to their club. Why?
After two seasons, you dip, man.
No, keep him far away.
This guy, Chris, you have too much heat in your heart.
That's like saying, why not let City also sign Mbappe or something? Like, fam, that would make them better. Like, why would any fan want that for a team in the same league?
No, bro, like, see, as much as you're a United fan, like, we're all football fans.
Yeah, you have to think of it, like, from the parents' perspective, bro.
Yeah,
like, you guys must be sick. If anything,
you can join Sheffield. If you join Sheffield, then yeah.
Sure. As in, yeah, exactly. Maybe something like that.
What the hell are you talking about?
I wanted to link up with my boy CR in Juventus, man. Like, those guys are both old. Let them go on. That's why I want you.
It would actually be beautiful to see both of them play together.
Yeah,
he said no at Juve, and I agree. I mean,
nah, man. Where else can it be?
If they are finally linking up after all these years, now this Juve team, like, bro, nah.
Yeah, man, Juve team, like, those two guys can lift the sport.
Pep will join them as well. All three of them. they all want champs, right? All three of them come together at Juve and make that work.
I just feel like Juve are, like, they are currently a team that need, like, rebuilding as well. And if you're rebuilding with two men that are in that, like, I mean, Messi's 34, Ronaldo's 35, like, it's just not gonna work.
Anyway, let's move on. Chuka and Kelechi, for some reason, they also both have love for Man City. So the next day, they were looking for some kind of solace, some kind of redemption. And Man City faced Lyon. And I mean, we all know what happened. Pep again tinkering. Some say over tinkering. And Lyon ran out 3-1 winners. So Chuka, let's start with you this time. Thoughts on a City disaster class?
I mean, I have no words to say, man. Like, right? I'm still kind of speechless on that miss, man. One thing I'll say is that, like, Sterling has definitely, like, saved Ayew Benny from years of torment, because no one is going to be talking about Ayew Benny anymore. Like, we have a new miss now that is probably the worst we've ever seen, like, of all time, man. I have no idea what Sterling was doing there. And Jesus as well. I mean, Jesus's miss was, like, one of those ones that are like, okay, he missed, but, like, it's not surprising. Like, did you really expect
more from him?
Like, it's Jesus, you know? So, man, today, just, like, that game just really went down to, like, a team that just could not take any chances that fell to them.
Wait, so, chill. That, see, that, I feel like guys are over-exaggerated. That's the limit. That's the limit was similar to Salah's against Barcelona in the, what's it called? In the first leg, 3-0. When Salah missed like the open goal as well, but he hit the bar. That was the only difference.
But the difference is that Liverpool go through.
Yeah, I know, I understand that, but like, I feel like guys are over, like, the miss, it shouldn't, like, them going through shouldn't boil down to just that miss, because they had, like, loads of opportunities that they could have taken just before that anyway.
Yeah, but hold on. So, because Salah had a bad miss, it means that...
You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, bro, players miss that those type of chances. Let's not act like he's the first guy to do it. Like, it happened.
So are you basically trying to excuse that miss?
No, oh my goodness.
See, I'm honestly here waiting for you to arrive at your point.
Alfred, just know, I feel like the person that should be blamed for that loss was Pep, because he does this shit like every single season. Right before a key match, he starts playing like a formation that they don't know. Why is he playing Garcia? Like, there was somebody that has already made up his mind that he's leaving. He's not even he's not interested in City anymore. And you're playing him against,
I mean, but would you rather see, what's his name, Otamendi starting though?
He didn't need to play three at the back. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, why did he switch what worked against Madrid? He had a winning formation. He had a working formula. I don't know why he changed it. Like, he does it every single season.
So do you think that the pressure got to him, or
he just tries to innovate too much? He overthinks everything. That's the reason.
One thing I'd say is I think it might be a case of like PTSD. Because if you remember, chill, hold on. If you remember this stage, was it last year, 2 years ago? How each time they go guns blazing, like the Liverpool game, for instance, like they get absolutely battered. Same thing against like the other two legs versus Spurs. I feel like it's one of those things where he's like, obviously he knows this is his format and like this is how he plays. But the fact that in the past two seasons it's cost him, probably what made him go this kind of like slightly negative route this time. So, yeah, like, I mean, he's a human being after all, I guess.
Still a fraud. That's what I'm trying to get out with Sterling. But I think with Pep here, when I feel like all of those misses, City have missed loads of chances. Sometimes I'm like, I can't really blame him, because on the pitch, the players still get opportunities, even with the formations that he plays, and he always miss them. Like, it's been a recurring thing, like miss after miss. Even this season, I feel like part of what caused them the league was the fact that there was just a period where everybody was just missing. And I don't know how they're going to like solve the problem, because Sterling misses, Jesus misses, Aguero once in a while. But so I don't know what he can really do.
Speaking of Aguero, like, I mean, this man Jenna is going to probably use. It's probably going to go on for a very long time. But like I'm telling you, as a football institution, I cannot go into like a season, go into a competition, go into a game, and like a crucial game, and like my like all my hope is on Gabriel Jesus. Like, bro, like he's just not. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not. Like City are a world class team. Like, and granted, like bro, if you put a plank in front of that, you know. In front of that starting next side, like that plan is gonna give you at least 5 goals a season. But like, Gabriel Jesus is not your clutch striker. Like, like let's all free this. Like, you guys been trying to force it on us for like the past 3 years, and I keep saying it, bro. Like, getting hit this guy and keeping Kelechi there, like there would have been no difference in my opinion.
But maybe without his work rate, he can apply it to like right wing back or something like that.
Wow.
If I remember, Jesus was the reason they went through against Real Madrid. I mean, obviously...
No. Varane was the reason they went through against Real
Madrid. But the pressure, like, forced the unforced error. Like,
Oh, please.
I mean, it may be, but that was... Like, those are still two very shocking, like... mistakes from Varane. So, like, even with pressure, you wouldn't expect like a CB of that quality.
Like I said, a plank. You put a plank where Sterling is. All Gabriel, you know, that's all you're doing is scoring the ball to him after Varane makes that blunder, and that plank has scored a goal. So, dead this piece, please.
Anyway, just to touch on that game, I'd like to give props to Memphis. You know, my United boy came through. I mean, my ex-Man United boy came through and, you know, helped usher. Like, I mean, he didn't do that much, but, you know, he was still there.
Yeah, he came back from injury, man. So yeah. I think 75 minutes was his limit. Because he just
also,
came back
props
from
to Hussein Awar. Yeah, man, like, that was a great display from him. I'm sure, like, clubs all around Europe would.
Yeah, he's coming to Arsenal.
Yeah,
whatever, man.
Anyway, but yeah, like, so just like touch on those two guys. So, I mean, sadly now we have to turn to my own club.
Finally,
had my fun, you know, laughed at City, laughed at Barcelona. Today, an absolute. I mean, I don't know what to start, man. A Sevilla 2, Man United 1. United had their chances, but, you know, at the end of the day, both goals, at least from my point of view, came from lapses from, like, the back four. So, Diaku, do you want to start us off on, like, your take on the game and what your thoughts?
It's just one of those games where, you know, if you don't take your chances, eventually they still come back to bite you. Martial had it was a weird game, man. Like, you'd expect him to be more clinical. And then Rashford, I've had this issue with Rashford for a while now. Like, Rashford is a great player. Like, I guess I finally accustomed myself to this whole playmaker winger thing that he's doing. But this need to, like, make every... Just generally with our attack, this need to make everything pretty, like, I think that's the one thing that we still need to fix, need to sort out, bro. Like, not everything has to look cute, not everything has to look nice.
Not even that. Sometimes he makes it about him. Like, fam, just, like, release the ball. Instead, he's trying to do one of them flashy, like, long balls that he knows he's not going to make, and he did it so many times today as well. Like. Yeah. He drops deep and tries to facilitate in quotes, but he's not doing much. So he just needs to stay in his position and play his actual game.
But this is also on Ole. I mean, I guess him not making subs just is maybe like a message to the board, just a clear indication of how little faith he has in his players. But I mean, like I said, you don't take a chance, you're gonna get punished. And, you know, rightfully so. Shout out to Sevilla, you know.
I don't think today, like, went down to, like, you know, Rashford being, like, you know, disappointing in those key moments or whatever. Like, to be honest, like, this same thing that you guys are criticizing Rashford for, like, playing too deep and trying to, like, create stuff. This is, like, these are the things that he was doing at the beginning of the season when he was carrying United. You know what I mean? Like, these are things that you can tell that he has really added to his game.
Yeah.
You know that whole thing of staying pretty wide, like, on the left, mm-hmm. and he gets the ball, then he just gives like a diagonal through ball, like, to someone. You know, he has been doing that pretty often. Like,
yeah.
He actually works a lot of times, man, with his link up with Martial. Like, I think our attack was not the issue today. We created chances. We're just not clinical enough. I think what we really need to fix right now, like, DM and left back, bro. Everyone is saying Sancho. Sancho will add a lot of creativity to our attack, but I don't know if those are the things that I'm missing right now. Like, Sevilla showed us today that we actually don't know how to hold on to the ball at all. Like, for up to 1 minute, we can't string, like, passes from defense to, like, attack effectively at all, except if it's like a counter attack. And you can't keep going that way if you want to, like, win Prem or anything.
You can't do that with Bruno on your team.
Yeah.
Go on.
And Bruno, actually, today was actually one of Bruno's
one of his better games. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, like,
attack was, you guys should just allow me to go on, like, a mini rant here, because nah, like, please, because the thing about today is that Like, I mean, you guys all know that Martial is one of my favorite players, but that definitely, like, you'd expect him to score at least one, like, one of those chances, and then maybe Rashford or Greenwood scores another one. But let's just start, like, at the back of it. Today was an absolute shambles from everyone in that back line. Like, I mean, obviously, apart from De Gea, I'm not counting him, because, like, both goals, literally, all you could do was just watch the ball flying. But first of all, man, I said it when Shaw went down, and guys laughed, because Shaw is, like, you know, people just love to pick on Shaw. Like, easy target. But sure, if people still do not know how key he is to United, man, then, I mean, I don't think that there's any, like, there's anything that I can tell you. But sure, gravely missed today. Williams, man, I think, first of all, he can't play left back, so maybe right back is his position. But, man, today was shocking from him. Maguire and Lindelof, man, like, I don't know. Like, those guys, it seems like they need to be under constant pressure to be switched on all the time. Because for me, like, Marco, a good defender, you have to be, like, alert, man. Even when your team has the ball, or you want. Because Sevilla, like, fair enough, like, they're knocking the ball around, but they didn't really create anything. Like, both of their goals literally came from guys not doing their jobs, man. Williams, like, first goal, he's not tracking. Second goal, like, he lets the cross come in. Maguire, Lindelof, like, they don't get rid of the ball. Wan-Bissaka, man, once he passes the halfway line, doesn't offer much. But, like, today, man, he was just getting dragged around everywhere. Like, I mean, like, I like him, but this summer he has to work on, like, that aspect of his game. Like, he was just getting dragged around. Like, obviously, we know he can win tackle, but, like, he needs to be more solid when, like, just simple things, man. I think defenders don't keep things simple a lot of times. Like, simple things that you do just to, like, ease pressure on yourself. Like, we don't do that. Fred, I mean, maybe, you know, Fred, I'm not sure, like, what's going on. Like, I'm hearing maybe Ole is grooming him take off a Matic, which is fair enough. But I don't think he's disciplined enough to play DM. Or, like, you know, maybe he needs some work. Or, like,
everything about Fred today was so last ditch, man. It pissed me off.
Yeah, exactly. Like
him lunging, like, and, bro, it was just so last
ditch. It's like he just waits for stuff to happen and then he reacts, as opposed to, you know, like making, like, you know, stopping stuff before, like, it gets bad, basically, which is, like, job of a DM. I don't know, man. Like, I felt we should have started with Matic, but it is what it is at this point. Like, I'm disappointed. Like, obviously, like I said, we should have taken chances, but at the end of the day, like, you're, like, poor defending cost us two goals. So,
yeah, like, Chris, that's what you're saying, man. Like, I don't think Fred didn't have a good game today, and let's not pretend like Fred usually gives us this kind of, like, performance. Like, to be honest, I don't like Fred, but he's actually pretty, like, when it comes to, like, doing the basic job, he does it pretty well. Today was just shambolic. Like, he didn't obviously, like, do anything. I don't think he did anything right today. But still, I just feel like the fact that no one is talking about how bad Brandon Williams was today, like, this was probably one of the worst, like, fullback displays I've seen ever. Like, he played a key role.
Nelson Semedo has something to say about that, Shaq.
I mean, but that's a whole different... That's a whole different P. But like, you know, you ask someone, so this Brandon Williams that you like, what do you like about him? I've never heard anything outside of English blood, homegrown, you know, all these.
not actual football skill.
Yeah. All these things have to do with where you're from. Like, what does that have to do with?
He reminds me of that. Was it that Serbian fullback we had? What's his name, Chris? Yeah, but now, like, people just liked him because, oh, they say, oh, he had arm tats and he looked like a stone cold killer. But, bro, like, outside of that, bro, footballing ability, not the best.
How can I even pay you wages just because you look like a stone cold? Like, what? Like, I don't like stuff like that, man. Like,
yeah. And then I think another thing I didn't really like, just in general, like, I think this squad, man, needs to become a lot more, like in terms of, like, their mental toughness, man. I didn't really see it today. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I guess we wanted to win, but, like, just that, you know, like, that grit, like, that passion, that drive of, you know, even though, like, 12 minutes left, let's just try and, like, push it to extra time. Like, that hunger to get a goal, I didn't see it, man. Like, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I guess you live and learn, man. Next season we go again. Hopefully, I think Ole has been making it clear that he wants, like, guys brought in. Obviously, we've been linked to Sancho, but I think we need a few more signings. But it's what it is, man. Like,
wait, so Newman wouldn't blame Martial for this game?
Like I said, he should have scored, but, like, I can't really blame him because, like, at the end of the day, bro, it was 1-0, and then we gave away two goals. So, like, at the end of the day, like, if our, like, backboard does their job, like, we win 1-0. Like, so, like I said, yeah, he should definitely have scored. But then when you're, like, when you give away like cheap goals. I don't know, man. Like, obviously, he takes some blame because he didn't score, but then, like, you know, he had a hand in the first goal, and then we gave away two cheap goals.
I feel like the attackers for this game, I feel like the attackers should be the ones that take most of the, what's it called, most of the blame for this, because they didn't, like, they should have put United in a position where, like, those two mistakes shouldn't have mattered. I know they did. They ended up, like it mattered at the end of the day, and like the CBs or defenders should have done better, but like United shouldn't have been in that position from the start.
Let me just stop you there. Like, no, true. Like I said, they like forwards do take some blame, but what I want to say is that when in the world do you say that two mistakes from your back four should just like, you know, like they shouldn't matter, especially in Europe, man. Like,
it's like H2 would beg to differ.
Like, literally, like two mistakes from your like back four is criminal. Okay, fine. Like one is like, this is what I mean about, you know, guys just being like switched on. Like, you guys know that things are tight. It's 1-1. Like the first goal, fair enough, was a bad goal to concede, but it's 1-1. And then the second goal, still like those are two very poor goals to concede at this level. But here's what it is, man. You just have to take it on the chin and move on.
I mean, so Chris, if I had to ask you though, like what do you think we need like the most? What position do you think we need the most like improvement right now?
You mean like CDM. One position or like just in general?
I'd say position right now.
CDM for me.
Honestly, I'm still gonna say like, man.
CDM, bro. I think it's CDM.
Like just
CDM
for like me. Just narrow it down to one stuff.
Diaco, why CDM?
Huh?
Why CDM?
Bruh, it's, man, Fred as an option is not, bruh, like when I look at the midfielders we have, like beyond, you know, Bruno and Pogba, I'm like, what the hell is this, man? Like,
I'm still going to say right wing only because, like, by virtue of the way that we're set up, Pogba has to play deeper. Like, people always say, you know, they want box Pogba, but fam, a lot of times, like, even at like some point in today's game, if you watch, he was literally coaching like Fred along as per. He was pointing at the game. Like, so I think we literally have only one like creative outlet, which is Bruno. So that's why I think Sancho, like,
For all the good that this kid does, he's not really involved in the build up. Like, yeah, for sure. In the final third, he can be lethal and all that stuff. But like most of the time, like 70% of the time, he's like a peripheral figure.
I think today he was, though. I think today he was pretty involved, like, as compared to, like,
How he usually does, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, but, like, and even Greenwood, you can tell his instincts are benign, because, like, there was one time today where, like, he was going forward, and then he could have looked for a pass. I think he could have pulled it back to Pogba or Martial, and he just went for a shot where, like, you know, maybe he was, like, a different player. Like, they would actually look to make that pass. So, like, it's just one of those things, man. Like, that's why I still think, like, we need Sancho, because he's, like, an extremely creative player. So, it's not just all on Bruno to, you know, like, do all of that for us. But, anyways, let's move on to, I think, our listeners' favorite segment, Fraud Watch. This should be a good one. So, let's start with Kelechi. Who makes your Fraud Watch this time?
Sterling, unfortunately. I love Sterling, yeah, but his tackles are very suspect. His technique, I question it once in a while, because yeah, he knows how to dribble, but sometimes he doesn't do the basics, like the basics that a footballer should do. Like sometimes his touches or his shooting, he's very erratic.
I
can't understand it. Like, these are things that as a pro you should like have on look. But and for somebody that is like deemed to be a very top player, you can't be doing that. Like, I would say, like, obviously don't put too much pressure on him for that miss, but he should not be missing that, honestly. Like, I don't know. That like right now he's the player I have on Fraud Watch. And if he doesn't improve, bye bye.
Chuka, how about you?
Ah, man, I don't know. Too many frauds just shoot out this week.
Bruh, from Varane to Semedo, bro. There's so many you can pick from.
So I was gonna say Jesus, yeah, but I just feel like photo watch is not enough for that guy. I feel like
I just want to say from like for someone who's been a pioneer of this agenda, this brings so much joy to my ears right now.
I still back Jesus. He'll come clutch.
Bro, I don't back any Brazilian number nine in this era. I do not. I do not. Firmino. Bro, he's probably like after Jesus, he's probably like the next guy on my list that I don't even rate.
Wow. Is it a Brazilian problem then?
Brazilian nines, bro. I keep saying it.
Yeah, Jesus should be in the can, man. I don't think Ford will watch the
Diaco, do you have anyone?
Of course. Who else but the bald fraud himself? Forget all this, you know, all these players.
Watch yourself. Huh? Say watch yourself.
The bald fraud himself. Mr. Tinkerman. Mr. Tinkerman, nobody asked it, bro. Like, I think it was Rio Ferdinand that said, like, you know, no disrespect to anybody on the field, but like, if you're Jason Denier, if you're, you know, Marcal, you see like that list before, like you see the starting next side. There's no Bernardo Silva. There's no, you know, there's no David Silva. There's no Mahrez. Bro, you're going to cruise, man. Like, you don't have to be worried as a defender. Like what the hell is going? Like what the hell is going to do to me? Do you get? So, like, come on, fam.
That's your boy there.
Hey, I know. I told you. I stopped ripping. See, every player I've ripped here has shown that. This isn't. I've stopped. God, I don't watch football anymore. I'm done.
Dom is washing his hands like Pontius Pilate, man.
Like I'm done with the game right now.
Anyway, for me, I think mine is more of like old watch, man. Suarez, man. He shouldn't start in football. It's not meant to be shade, but literally, like, he shouldn't start at the top level anymore. Like, obviously, all-time great career, but come on, man. Also, Busquets.
Time to pack it in.
I think,
yeah.
I think that, you know, Busquets' days are numbered, man. Like, not because he's bad or anything, or like not to take.
Bro, he's bad. He's done. He's bad. Like say it as it is. Like he's done. He's finished.
I'm actually crying tears here, man.
He shouldn't be playing anymore.
Yeah, man. Because honestly, I can't lie. Like just to touch on that game, I was wondering why Puig didn't play. Because each time I watched him, the guy looked really, really good. Like to me, Sha. So. I thought he would play, but anyway, I guess Setien knows best.
Bro, special mention to what's it called? This guy. Special mention to Nelson Semedo. Someone said YouTube company. Yo, I watched that goal again, and I was like, bro, dude, like he literally gave Fonzie the freedom of space, like. Dude was so focused on not getting, like, trying not to get megged that the actual burn that he got was so much worse. Like,
yeah.
Like, forget, like, the shoulder drop and, yo, he literally sat Semedo, like, he sat Semedo down to the point where, like, he sat him down and rolled him over before dropping that dime to Kimi.
Semedo thought he was playing five aside. He didn't want to get embarrassed there. Right. He still ended up like he's still going to end up in the YouTube cops. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know, like oh my god, they have families.
I still rate Semedo highly, Sha.
Same. Like it doesn't take away from his ability, right. But he messed up in that situation.
Even Varane too. Like man, that guy played that game like he was freaking drunk.
Man, Varane, dude. Oh, what's a player? Like, that's why it was so shocking because it's Varane.
Yeah, because it's Varane.
I think Varane just wanted to go on PTO, man. Just right after.
If you think about it, he's not really had holiday.
Like, bro, man, like, how long you play footy for? They already won the league. Like, no one expected it. You want us to wait till she
did. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Bias Football Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember, you know, keep on listening. Everyone here is an expert, so you should take us seriously. We appreciate you guys. You guys should tell your friends, share the podcast. Anytime you can listen, do so. And we hope to be back soon with more content. Thanks again, and signing off. This is the Bias Football Podcast.
Yes, sir.